Ready to join us. Stuart Duffy from Tabor. Very good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, Mido. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Morning, Josh.
Let's start with this game tonight. The Roosters and the Storm at Allianz Stadium. I'm guessing this will be a very tight market.
It is, actually. At various stages this week, both sides have been favourites, but it's gone back to where it started from. It's $1.90, take your pick. Not surprisingly, it's a huge betting game. But yeah, $1.90, take your pick at the moment. Probably more interest in the Roosters, just over Melbourne, so we'll see what develops during the day.
Tough game to tip, Grubby.
It is a tough one. I don't know, you know, where to go, but whenever they play, it's a cracker. I know that much. And in the AFL, mate, the Saints take on the Dogs.
Yeah, well, Mido just went through the ins and out, or the outs for both of these sides, and I don't know. I'm surprised the Western Bulldogs haven't drifted further than what they have. Now, they were $2 yesterday. They're out to $2.05. St Kilda $1.80 into $1.77. It is interesting. You just touched on it, Mido. The pressure that the Western Bulldogs are under, more so the coach, with his the Bulldogs' performance over the last season or two. So a loss tonight might fast track his exit as well. But yeah, the Saints have been the money side in the last 24 hours. But it's a real dangerous game, that one.
Just want to touch on some more games in the AFL this weekend.
Great round, isn't it?
It's a cracking round of footy. And Carlton, of course, were upset by Adelaide there the other day. But huge game against GWS. This is the twilight game on Saturday at Marvel.
Yeah, it's in this day and age, it's rare to have a price up for a game that doesn't move. And it's not because it's not popular. It's, you know, it's going to be a big one as well. But Carlton on Monday morning were $1.80. GWS were $2, so that hasn't changed. And pretty similarly with the early one on Saturday, an early start here for one of the matches of the round, Collingwood v Port, and Collingwood $1.77, Port $2.05 there. And the Swans are in action on Sunday, the early game Sunday. Now, there's been a bit of money here for the Gold Coast to surprise the Swans, although they're still $3.25. That's in from $3.40. Sydney $1.35. And the Lions come in a couple of points, Mido. It's minus 19.5 in favour of Sydney.
I will declare I've put the Gold Coast Suns in a multi to make the eight this year. So I'm cheering.
I backed them as well.
Did you? Yeah, okay, good. Well, that gives
me some
confidence.
Good's good, but unfortunately their bad is not very good at all. It mightn't be this year, but I think a premiership's not too far away.
Gee, a premiership. Oh.
Premiership not far away.
Brisbane Geelong as well. Just how's that game looking, Daff, in the AFL?
Well, it's, you're getting a good price for a side that hasn't lost a game yet, that being Geelong. They've come in a little bit, 260 into 250. The Lions are at home, obviously, $1.53. The line has come in a couple of points as well. I think we gave 13.5 start Geelong. It's into 11.5 points. So, yeah, it's a really good round. And I suppose one thing, these derbies in the West historically have been terrific matches, and quite often you get an upset. Now, it would require a fair bit for the Eagles to win, but they were good last weekend. They're $5.80, Fremantle $1.14, but the 33.5 start to West Coast at $1.90 looks attractive to me. Yeah.
Daff, in the NBA, the play-in games continue today. The 76ers taking on Miami and the Bulls versus the Hawks. Some cracker games there.
Yeah, there is, Josh. The early one, Philadelphia, were $1.54 for 2 days. They're into $1.46 this morning. Having said that, the two faves didn't fare so well yesterday. Miami at $2.80, a line near 5.5 points. And in the second one, it hasn't really moved. Chicago $1.65, Atlanta $2.30. That line, 3 points in favour of the Bulls. You were talking about Sacramento, Mido. Those games are up. That one's Saturday. They're $1.85 favourites to beat New Orleans at $2. And the other one, Denver v. the Lakers. Denver $1.37. The Lakers $3.20. That line's 7 points.
That's game one Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Barcelona Open, I mentioned it. Alex de Minaur's through to the round of 16. Imagine playing Rafael Nadal in Barcelona.
Yeah, well, normally you'd think, well, he's a million to one pop, but he was actually, well, the market was pretty close. De Minaur was $2 and Nadal $1.80. And we know that the issues Nadal has had. We don't have De Minaur's next matchup. That'll be open later this morning, but I thought I'd just have a quick look at the market to win the French Open. We've got Alcaraz, the fave there at 250, Djokovic 350, Sinner 4, Nadal at 6, Runa at 11, and just looking for our man Alex, $81.
Now we have feature racing, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, I guess, this week. When you think the Quokka as well over in the West, very rich race. And the All Aged, of course, is a classic Group 1 in Sydney.
Yeah, actually, that other race that's creating plenty of betting at Randwick is the Champagne Stakes. And when we put that market up yesterday, there wasn't much between Manal and Linebacker, but Manal's been the mover. 250 into 230, Linebacker pretty solid there at $7. The All Aged is race 8 on the program, and just looking down what we've done here.
Espiona should be at the top of betting there.
Yeah, but she's a little drift. She was 360. Yeah, she's out to 380. Sunshine in Paris after the barrier draw has been 6 into 460. Magic Time has been 11 into 950. And Southport Tycoon is solid at $6. And I'll just have a look at this race on Saturday. It's a big weekend in Perth. It's a trilogy. So tonight we've got a slot race at the Dogs.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, which has got 7 Victorians in the field, by the way. Tomorrow night, the slot race at the Trots. And, of course, we've got the Quokka on Saturday. And after the barrier draw in the final field, there's been good interest in Overpass, 550 into 460. King of Sparta has been 10 into 750. Bella Nipotina is getting out. She's 6. And Amelia's Jewel, I thought they might have rushed at her, but they haven't really. She's $3.20 still. And Oscar's Fortune, which has been racing pretty well, has been 8 into 6. So all of those races are open, including the one for the Greys and the Harness over in Perth, the slot races.
Awesome. Before you go, Daff, I might just get you to go back to the NRL for Grubby's Dogs, just based on this text. Hey, Grubby, I love my Knights, but how we are favourites against your Dogs on Sunday, I have no idea. We've been very competitive, but yeah, we definitely aren't top eight material. Been losing the ruck all season so far. Cheers, no name to that one, but what is the market for that game?
They have been playing well, haven't they? I don't know what it is. They seem to be a forgotten side, but having said that, they have been a little move inwards. 205 into $2, the Knights $1.80, so not much in the market there. Chip? Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, boys, there was a text here before, another ambush.
how many ambushes can you have? I don't think against the Knights at home's an ambush, well, right?
Every game's an ambush at the Dogs, mate.
Daff, thanks so much, mate. Have a great weekend as well.
See you, lads.